The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Thursday, March the 6th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Statin State. And the time is 8:13 a.m. here in London, making it 3:13 a.m. on the east coast of America and 13 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. Well, I have finally found something worth listening to on beforeitsnews.com. It is entitled Catherine Austin Fitz on the Doge Deception That Could Steal America. It's a video with David Knight, the David Knight Show. Only just started listening to it, so I can't report on a lot of what is in there, but the title is quite intriguing because most things, as you know, on beforeitsnews.com are very pro-Trump, very pro-Doge. And of course, when you're looking at it on the surface, all this money going to things like USAID and the sort of causes they were supporting, one could only agree with what Musk is doing. But as I say, there's always a hidden agenda. They have to have something there to sell you, okay? And once they've sold it to you, then the real thing comes in force. So always beware of, there's a saying, beware of Greeks bearing gifts. That's probably considered racist today. But all the Greeks I've ever met, I've been to lots of Greek islands, and I've often said that's my preferred holiday destination, retirement place, something like that. Lovely white buildings and what have you, good food. But obviously it means beware of people, you know, who are trying to charm you and give you gifts. There could be some hidden agenda there. Sorry, I thought my heater was still on behind me. It's very strange, the weather at the moment. It's going up to quite high levels during the day, but dropping to near freezing at night. So I've had the heating on earlier, and I still feel warm. So I thought, is this heater still on behind me? Okay, the other thing I wanted to report on was Siege the Day from yesterday. That is, you can get that ftjmedia.com. Scroll down until you see the Dave Gahari row, and it's going to be the most recent show until later today when they'll be putting up another one. They go out Tuesdays and Thursdays, Dave Gahari and James Mason. Somebody posed a question to James Mason about, do you think the world would be a different place if we'd have had all this sort of technology and what have you in the 60s? And his answer was very simple, and it's one that I really do agree with. It was, well, no, because it's all in the scripture what's going to happen. And he said, I've done so much in my life. I've thought this will work to wake people up, that will work to wake people up. I've done prison time, I've done all these different things, and nothing's changed because it's in the scripture. It doesn't matter what you do, it's all playing out. And at the moment, it's very sad, because the evil people have got the upper hand, just as the scripture says that they will. And we're literally having to weather a storm. But anybody who's going out there and trying to antagonise these people by, you know, bombasting them, things like that. So a lot of people say, oh, this person's great. He's really talking about these people all the time. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you will then see that gives them the ammunition that they need to restrict free speech further. So you have to be very careful as to who you want to applaud with what they're doing. When it's all written anyway, it's not really going to change. I think it's going to happen. I think that we're going to see their power go with a return anytime, really. But then again, the people who put together the Kingdom Identity Bible Study course, the American Institute of Theology, which I believe you get at kingidentity.org or kingidentity.com, they thought that this was all going to happen in the 1970s. So there you go. But anyway, that was just something that I wanted to share, because then people say, well, why are you doing this? Well, I think it's important to... I'm interested in what's going on anyway, so I can report that. And it's good to share what you learn if you think it's going to be of interest to others. But most importantly, and you don't have to be in agreement with my beliefs to listen to this show. I try and make it entertaining for everybody. But the one person, Dr. James P. Wickstrom, once said that someone had written to him asking how many people he'd woken up to what was going on. And he didn't really know, but he said it is probably the greatest thing is when you find somebody who didn't know before, now they do. They find their Christianity, they know what's really going on in the world, and then you feel that you've won for that person and you've won someone else for God as well. So that for me is the most important thing. But as a daily show, this is a new show, and it's what I concentrate on. So that's really a motivation for me, but the show is the show. Okay, so let's move on to how the news has been developing in the last few, well, only since yesterday. So we should have a shorter show today, because it's the first time for the last two shows I'm not trying to fit 2 days of news into one show. Daily Mail headlines, as usual. NHS should give statins to all people over 50 to reduce heart attacks and strokes by thousands, scientists say. So that would include me. I'm 52. I would never take statin drugs. My stepfather was on them, had all sorts of problems, and I'm going to tell you a story that's quite unpleasant. So if you're eating, you might want to pause this for a second. My mum was a carer for my stepdad right up to when he died in 2018. He last went on holiday in 2015, then he deteriorated over the years, so there was no way we were going to get him away, stuff like that. So he just slept on a hospital bed in the dining room downstairs, and my mum moved her bed down there so she could be with him when they went to sleep at night, and spent most of his day in a chair in the lounge, watching the television. Well, one time he had to go to the toilet. Now, he was on lots of different medication, all pharmaceuticals, prescribed by the doctor, and he defecated, shall we say, to an extent that it had blocked the toilet, and my mother had to literally get hold of what he'd done and cut it up, and in it was loads of undigested tablets. So these are all things that are supposed to be doing you good. They're not even being digested. It was just amazing. And so in my position now as my mother's attorney, I have to respect her wishes. She never took any pharmaceutical drugs at all. She would only take the drugs like the sort of protocols I'm on, the vitamins, that sort of stuff. Yeah, that's where I certainly come from with that, this statin business. Although I remember I was in a sauna once at a gym, and they were talking about statins, and I've been a gym member for probably over 10 years. And someone said, oh, I take statins, no problem for me. So it's horses for courses, but for me, I wouldn't go near them or any pharmaceuticals. I try to avoid all pharmaceuticals that I can, and I try and restrict my interaction with the organised medical establishment to that of if I or my mother was to suffer an injury that we got, like a broken arm or a broken leg, that you can't take a vitamin and solve that. You've got to have it reset and what have you, and that's why you have to go in there. Okay, so let's move on to the next article. Albanian drug boss jailed in the UK avoids deportation because his daughter would be left without a male role model. So again, this is something that it says here, judges concluded his daughter would be left without a male role model. I wanted to throw this one in here because most of these people that they write these slanted articles saying, you know, how could this be? You know, this is a criminal. Why can't we deport them? Most of them seem to be of black or Asian descent that I report on from the Daily Mail. But this guy, you'd look at and think that he was English or something. He's obviously Albanian, he's white. So there is an overall kind of, how can I put it, animus. Is that too strong a word or too weak a word? Well, sort of drumming up against Johnny Foreigner was the old expression, I think, that was used in this country. And with what's going on in Europe at the moment with Russia and America and all these sorts of things, you could see all different countries taking sides into some conflict that's restricted to this area with America and China safely out of it. But we will see. The purpose of this show is to watch the news so we can speculate as to what could be coming for us in the future, because as we know, the news, they call themselves the Fourth Estate, they really have a great deal of power, and they also utilise that power to float stories out there that I call trial balloon stories, to see how people react to them, comment on them. But the main thing that they do is they get you ready for a narrative. So I want to know what narrative that is. And we can only do that by speculating on what their articles are really telling us. Okay, so going back to the ramping up disdain for Johnny Foreigner. Possessing photos of a Muslim woman without her hijab should be made a criminal offence, MPs say. So what they're basically saying is that because Muslim women cover up their face and what have you with a headscarf, that any images of the face taken without her consent should be considered non-consensual intimate images, and they should be treated the same as child sex abuse images, possession of which can carry long prison sentences, the MP said. The proposals will deepen concerns that Islam is poised to win legal protections which are not afforded to other religions under British law. Okay, let's move on to Secret Vatican Book with 1,000-year-old prophecy reveals when Judgment Day will happen and the eerie link to Pope Francis' illness. Well, this is a bit of a... They're talking about... Firstly, they say that the Judgment Day is going to happen in 2027, so we'll get to that. And St. Malachi is credited with the 12th century text Prophecy of the Popes, which contains a series of cryptic Latin phrases believed to describe every pope, beginning with Celestine in 1143 and concluding with the current leader of the church, Pope Francis. So I'll give you the headline again if you want to read into this anymore. Secret Vatican Book with 1,000-year-old prophecy reveals when Judgment Day will happen and the eerie link to Pope Francis' illness. So if you type Daily Mail first and then the first bit of that headline, you should get the article in Google, something like that. And again, the Judgment Day, Jesus returns to earth to determine who will be saved and who will be damned in 2027, according to St. Malachi in this 12th century text, and Pope Francis will be the last pope. So there you go. And finally, I have the shocking deathbed video that helps son with win £700,000 will battle against his younger sister. Now, what's happened here? This is so important, and I've said this before. Over Christmas, I talk about people with dementia. I talk about families. If you have parents and they have wishes, you really... I know it's an unsavoury topic to talk about. Look, mum, dad, we need to talk about what happens if you get dementia. But it's really for their own good, because their wishes won't be honoured when they do have it. Well, they are to a certain extent. So, for example, it's so ridiculous that my mother, if she's got a problem, she gets taken to a hospital. to look at something that's not right. There was something on the back of her leg recently, and they're a bit worried about it, the carers, so send her off to hospital, get it checked out. So she gets there and she won't take her trousers off. So I say, all right, fine, bye. And then she goes back again. So they're sort of saying that in some ways she can't make her own decisions, like this person who signed a will, the judges determined that she didn't have the capacity to sign it. Her dementia was too far gone. But then they could have some medical problem that might be cancer and might kill them in the end. But she won't take her trousers off. All right, so the dignity, they call it something or other, deprivation of liberty. Oh, it would be deprivation of her liberty to take her trousers off. Let's just let her die of whatever condition that she's got. Doesn't make sense. Be consistent in pointing out their inconsistencies. I nearly got inconsistent then, didn't I? So it's a strange one. But what I think that this essentially happened, you've got a daughter and the mother. The daughter says she did most of the caring for the mother, and the son couldn't be bothered. The son claims that the daughter shut him out of her mother's life. They had a big row and what have you. And then when the daughter got the will done, I was thinking to myself, how did this video come along? Surely the son put it in the, like a hidden video in the house or something like that. But the son hadn't been in the house for a long time. And it seems to me that the daughter filmed somehow, not herself, but got someone to film it in order to back up her claim that this will was genuine. So, you know, if you're doing that already, it sounds like you're overcompensating. You know, you just get a will signed. What's the problem? Almost as if, well, I'm doing this to prove that she really did want to leave it all to me. But what she's inadvertently done is shown her holding the pen for the mother and actually getting her to sign the will. So the judge just said, look, she didn't do that of her own volition. You directed her. She said, yeah, because that's all she ever said, because she didn't know what was going on. So, I mean, it might be the daughter might be telling the truth. The mother might have wanted the money to go to her and not the son. But unfortunately, again, if she'd have done a will before she got into that state, her wishes may well have been honoured, although we hear that there are situations where a woman wants to leave her money to a cat's home, and because a daughter she hasn't seen for 40-odd years is on benefits, the council think, oh, well, actually, we won't honour the mother's wishes because we'd like to save the benefits that we're paying for the daughter, and the inheritance could do that. So they're not necessarily always going to be honoured, but at least she would have done all that she could do to get the wishes honoured, if that makes sense. So the headline again, the shocking deathbed video that helps son win £700,000 will battle against his younger sister. Okay, so now let's see what's going on in the mainstream media right now. Associated Press, apnews.com. Just waiting for it to load up. Read this email immediately. CDC tells about 180 fired employees to return to work. Veterans fired from federal jobs say they feel betrayed, including some who voted for Trump. Trump grants 1 month exemption for US automakers from new tariffs. Musk visits Capitol Hill to meet with Republicans who discuss turning DOGE cuts into law. So it's all still relating to Trump and DOGE and this sort of stuff. I'm going to have more interest in listening to, excuse me, what Catherine Austin Fitz had to say. BBC News, most read top 10 stories at the moment. New Zealand fires envoy to UK who questioned Trump's grasp of history. So they all seem to be rallying around this Trump guy. I mean, we even saw Zelensky has apologised, as Trump demanded. So the war can continue. Delightful, isn't it? Anything else that I can see here? There was something. Oh, yes, I noticed this earlier. Doctors back total ban on smacking children in England. Now, this is a very contentious topic, but I talked about doctors and the mainstream medical system earlier, and I understand that a lot of doctors' pay is provided by pharmaceutical companies, so they can hardly be considered to be impartial. And when you consider what they did in the not just in the recent vaccine thing with COVID, but you look at all the damage that's been reported, all the autism, things like that, that they try and say just plucked out the air, just happened by pure accident. All these vaccines being up for children, nothing else to do, had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Dismissed it straight out of hand. Oh, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, he's been widely discredited. Yeah, by who? By people financed by the very people that he was attacking with what he researched. You know, that's not, to say that that's unbiased is ridiculous. So, in other words, to go to doctors for their opinion on morality, when you see the sort of things that they promote and the sort of lifestyles they support, just try walking around an NHS hospital, you'll know what I mean, then they're the last people I would go for my morality. And the contentious line, I will say, is, I believe, Proverbs 13:24, spare the rod, spoil the child. I don't want to hit children more than anybody else. But what it gets at is that if you don't discipline your child when they do wrong, then they will grow up doing wrong and it will affect them in life. They need to learn wrong from right. That's the way I interpreted it. I was hit as a child. I wasn't beaten bloody or anything like that, not to break the skin or anything like that. So, you know, it was, it's not nice. I remember I still had corporal punishment at the first school I was at. I didn't get it, but I was standing there waiting to know if I was going to get the cane or what have you, and I was really scared. But at the same time, I had been misbehaving, and you need to address that behaviour, otherwise you'll just misbehave all the time. You won't learn. That's my opinion, as, you know, sad as it is to have to do that. Just look at the society that we have today and the lack of discipline in any sort of morality that is taught to us by the Bible. And I believe that a Christian morality is the way forward. Okay, let's move on to the Daily Mail front page. See what's going on here. Hopefully it's not some salacious celebrity article at the top. Something about a YouTuber I've never heard of. Oh yes, Trump tells Hamas, "You are dead," as he warns terror group, "I'm sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job in Gaza." So I wonder if any everything means some of the weapons that were previously earmarked for Ukraine. We can only speculate, can't we, on this show. Okay, so let's see what's going on in the independent news right now. RT.com. Something I read here the other day, I don't think I reported it on this show, is that there are talks to unban RT in America. So I imagine that if that happens, there'll be a big article on RT about this. Trump aides secretly meeting with Zelensky rivals, Politico. Veteran politicians are reportedly seeking favour in Washington following the Ukrainian leader's recent misstep. So there's been a lot of talk about Zelensky's finished, different people saying that he's finished, what have you. Well, I don't believe so, because he's become this character. Some were saying the other day that these are all role players. I think it might have been on Jim Rizzoli's show. It was on something anyway. No, it wasn't. I don't know. I listen to so many shows, they all get mixed up. So Trump wears the blue suit, the white shirt, the red tie. That's his uniform. Zelensky wears this black top and trousers, or the green fatigues, that sort of thing. That's his outfit for his role. All these different things. So Zelensky has been so drummed into the public mind. Most of us never heard of him 4 or 5 years ago. But suddenly, pretty much everyone knows about him because he's all been put in the media. Well, this is like advertising. It's drummed into you. So unless they don't suddenly decide that they're not going to want war, I think that this guy is going to remain there, because that is the token person that they've put up there. Okay, let's move on to rents.com. See what's going on over here. Scroll down. Trump issues another grim demented satanic threat to Hamas and all Palestinians in Gaza. That probably relates to that Daily Mail headline that I just quoted. World War III is now a certainty, Dr. Vernon Coleman. That links to Mark R. Elsis, earthnewspaper.com. And Vernon Coleman, again, he's well worth reading, so we'll be getting to Earth Newspaper in a moment. But before that, let's go to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Whiplash, Zelensky seems to have changed his mind again. No minerals deal with USA, no negotiation with Russia. So, cast your mind back, folks, when what Russia calls special military operation, they clarified it the other day, because I always said, you know, why are you using this stupid language? It's a war. And they clarified the other day, no, we call it special military operation because we regard Ukraine as really part of Russia. Historically, Kiev was the capital, I believe, of Russia, which is now in the Ukraine. So they don't want to be doing what they're doing. They're just doing it for, presumably, because 14,000 of the Russian-speaking people over there were slaughtered by their own government over an eight-year period. So one might wonder, well, why didn't Putin step in when the first one got killed? Why did he wait 8 years for 14,000 to die? That's my real question for the Russian regime and Putin there that never seems to be answered for some reason. Okay, so let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis's website. Wait for that to load up. There are new articles at the top, I would imagine. Let's just scroll down and see what's going on. Ah, oh, there is a Dirt David. What's this? Book of the Day, Hess, The Missing Years. That's an article that he's got by David Irving. And March the 6th, 1966, the Rolling Stones began recording their single Paint It Black in Los Angeles RCA Studios. A psychedelic tinged number featuring Brian Jones on sitar. The song came at a key juncture in the group's development when Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were beginning to write all the band's material. The track rose to number one in both the US and UK pop charts. So there you go. Okay, let's move on to... That's what, that's 59 years ago, isn't it? 1966 plus 34 plus 25. Yes, 59 years ago, wow. Okay, so let's move on to censored.news. Mike Adams' news aggregate website. And his most recent program from yesterday, Trump announced his plan to save America from the destructive Democrats. So we're still getting this alternative love of the mainstream president. You know what I mean? It's all very interesting, and it takes me back to what Malefica Scott would used to say, that the idea is to make all of our leaders look ridiculous so we don't want our own leaders anymore and a world government will step into place. And it's up to you to judge who will be controlling that world government. Okay, so let's wrap up with the Before It's News Top 10. Try and do a bit of a shorter show today so we can all get on with whatever we've got to do. Just opening up the website. Scroll down to number 10, which is, well, rather went up a day ago, 102 people viewing. Wano Savin, huge 2025. We all are going to end up in a FEMA camp. Well, I think most of the presenters that are on Before It's News will be all right, but some of the rest of us might struggle. Number 9, went up 38 minutes ago, 118 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted, Trump's secret orders have activated. Number 8, went up 5 hours ago, 129 people viewing. WTPN situation update, Trump calls out Dems, we have it all. We caught them all. Oh, really? Number 7, went up 6 hours ago, 135 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Gitmo update, Trump shares disturbing message, they didn't want you to... And then the headline runs out. Number 6, went up a day ago, 166 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Reinhold Reiner Fulmick, and Dr. Northrop. The big evidence intel drop everyone needs, number 5, went up 10 hours ago, 170 people viewing. And we know, stunning Trump's return, signal sent and tide is turning, MSM meltdown. I'm just suddenly reminded of David Goldberg's final words. He has some very interesting things to say about Trump. He said it's important for some reason, he said he couldn't work out why this was, that Trump is going to be declared King of Israel. He says, I can't believe I'm really reading this because it just makes no sense to me. And then we had that, was it Wayne Allen Root? Don't quote me on that because I'm not 100%, but someone tweeted about Trump being King of Israel during his last presidency. And now we see the sort of things that he's doing for Israel, like pushing their leader's chair in when he comes to visit. Okay, so let's go back to number 4, went up 7 hours ago, 178 people viewing. Mike King, full intel drop. Trump, Q secret, special op in full swing, the next phase. Oh dear. Number 3, went up 7 hours ago, 252 people viewing. New X-22 report. Trump just issued a savage warning, the end to the D party. Number 2, went up 11 hours ago, 439 people viewing. New Stu Peters, the Ukraine scam. The truth is even darker than you think. And number 1, went up 8 hours ago, 639 people viewing. Nino and Simon Parks, the secret quantum supercomputer technology behind Trump, the operation. Okay, so I want to thank all of you for joining me this Wednesday, March the 5th, 2025, for I'm Talking To You, episode 202, rather, and it's Thursday, March the 6th, 2025, sorry. Title of the show was Static State. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.